for she carries it much oftener and further than he. When they are afoot, you will mostly find him slouching on ahead, in a gruff temper, while she lags heavily behind with the burden. He is given to personally correcting her too, which phase of his character develops itself oftenest on benches outside alehouse doors, and she appears to become strongly attached to him for these reasons. It may be usually noticed that when the poor creature has a bruised face, she is the most affectionate. He has no occupation whatever, this order of tramp, and has no object whatever in going anywhere. He will sometimes call himself a brickmaker or a sawyer, but only when he takes an imaginary flight. He generally represents himself in a vague way as looking out for a job of work, but he never did work, he never does, and he never will. It is a favourite fiction with him, however, as if he were the most industrious character on earth, that you never work, and as he goes past your garden and sees you looking at your flowers, you will overhear him growl with a strong sense of contrast, "You are a lucky idle devil, you are." The slinking tramp is of the same hopeless.